Welcome to the UK MSDN podcast, show 15. In this podcast, I get a chance to talk to David Robinson, who's the program manager in the SQL Azure team. Dave and I were both at TechEd Europe in Berlin, and we decided to sit down and discuss SQL Azure both today and in the future. It was recorded on November the 10th. The links for the show can be found at bit.ly/MSDN podcast and on channel 9 using the tag UK MSDN podcast. Hope you enjoy the show. So we're here at TechEd Europe in Berlin, and I've sat down with David Robinson, who's just finished his last SQL Azure session of the week. David.
I have. How are you doing?
And we're doing great, aren't we? So we're both at that point in a conference where we've got no more sessions to do.
Exactly.
Which is just start the best bit.
Hanging out with the customers, getting the feedback, you know, helping them out, you know.
Except you're off to PDC next week.
I am off to PDC.
Because we're launching all this stuff next week.
We are launching, yes, finally, you know, after years of hard work, we get to launch the platform, you know.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
And will you be doing the same two sessions that you did this week?
No, so at PDC I'm going to be giving a talk specifically on scaling out databases.
Right.
We've heard a lot of feedback from customers, and one of the pain points that they come back to us with is, hey, what's with this 1 and 10 gigabyte database limits? So, you know, we need to address that. And we're going to address that in a couple ways. Number one is via this talk I'm going to give. And I'm going to give people, you know, actual guidance and code samples that they can download and they can implement scale-out patterns in their applications themselves. You know, but that, to me and to the team, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, post V1, you know, coming out next year, we're going to actually be adding, you know, some of this partitioning support directly into the product. You know, so people won't hit this 10 gigabyte limit, and so the system can automatically, you know, scale with their needs.
So if you've got a database that needs more than 10 gigabytes right now,
mm-hmm.
we'll have sessions at PDC that summarize one approach to doing it.
Exactly.
And you mentioned something about Codeplex. The code for that will go up on
Codeplex.
Yeah, so
we're going to take that code and upload it to Codeplex just so people can actually download a working, scale that application and learn from it.
But longer term, we'll be engineering it to make this much more straightforward.
Longer term, it's going to be getting much, much easier, much, much better built into the service, so you won't have to go ahead and do some of these things. But at the same time, the code that we will be releasing, we're doing it in a fashion so that if customers go ahead and implement this themselves, when we enable some of these more advanced features, they're not going to have to just scrap away their code. It'll continue to work with what they have. So
a lot of the folks I meet with and talk to, the early adopters in the UK, are really impressed with how quickly you turned it around from SQL data services with an entity model through to delivering us something that uses Transact SQL.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been as smooth being inside as this looked from the outside? You seem to have hit dates. You seem to have just got there, hit the finish line.
I gotta tell you, we have such an incredible team, and the team just really came together, as you know. And we had a couple, you know, people up there, you know, guided the orchestra, but we all came together to have a beautiful symphony. A lot of hard work. The team just really pulled it off, and it's just been a roller coaster year, you know, just hitting those milestones and coming out with the first CTP, you know, and very quickly being able to go from, like you said, the entity-based model over to T-SQL. You know, when people come to us and they clap and they say, yes, relational database, you know, that's just so, you know, that's what really, you know,
yeah, that's what people
makes it for the, makes it for the team.
And we got a little mini milestone today, at least for me it is, because you mentioned that the SQL Server Management Studio that works with SQL Azure comes out.
Yes, so with the new November CTP of SQL Server 2008 R2, SQL Server Management Studio, otherwise known as SSMS, now supports SQL Azure. So at 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, people will be able to start downloading that and start playing with, you know, full fidelity SSMS against SQL Azure. So yes, perfect, great milestone that we've made.
And I haven't tried that tool yet, in the sense that when I'm using that against SQL Azure and I go into create a database, does it tell me the bits that I can't possibly do in my create database script, or will it just...
It does. So when you right click and you add a new object and it launches into the template script, those have all been customized specifically for SQL.
Excellent.
Azure. So excellent. Yeah, it won't let you go outside the bounds.
Because I've been using a tool from Cerebrata, Cloud Studio.
I haven't seen that tool.
It's a nice little tool. And Cloud Studio is the Windows Azure tool. They have another tool called Omega. I've been using that tool. Uh-huh. It works very nicely, but it doesn't disable anything. Mm-hmm. So it sort of shows you the catalogs, but it assumes you can still play with it, uh-huh. things like that. So it'd be nice to use SSMS.
You know what's great, though, is that, you know, up until this point, you know, when we didn't have SSMS support, it's like the entire community just came out and started developing all sorts of different tools and things to work with SQL Azure. So, you know, we like to say that we have some of the best customers, and we really do, because, you know, the community gets so involved, and, you know, any gaps that we have, you know, they try to fill them as quickly as possible. You know, so, good stuff. Another good thing with the new release of Management Studio is we've enabled support for SMO, and we've enabled support for Generate Script Wizard. So now you can actually take a database, you can right-click on it, generate scripts, and there's an option there to say you want to target SQL Azure, and it'll generate and script out the entire database with a compatible script for SQL Azure. So that's in there as well.
Very nice. Yeah. And we have on, I think it's on Coplex, the migration tool that takes stuff from...
That's the other tool. Yeah,
that's SQL, a very fine tool
as
well.
Yeah,
a great tool. Yeah. So there's plenty of tools around there to make this stuff easier and easier to work with. Mm-hmm. I'm actually an all Sybase guy, so my background is Unix Sybase, and one of the things that came up in the session in your Q&A, which was probably the first thought I had when I heard about how we were rejigging this stuff, was TDS over the internet.
Yeah.
And you had a good, interesting answer to that about how you went about testing TDS.
Yeah, so we have lots of tools inside Microsoft, and one of them is a WAN simulator and protocol fuzzers. So we actually, you know, put the TDS protocol, you know, under some stress and simulated a WAN environment to make sure that, you know, it would be performant over the internet, and, you know, we passed with flying colors. So as you can see, you know, I'm connected to a data center, you know, in the southwest United States in my sessions today, and it was peppy, you know.
Yeah.
I was pulling back 20,000-30,000 records, you know, in a couple seconds. So it's great performance.
Was there a plan B if TDS didn't work really well over the internet?
There was a plan B, and it's a plan B might.
We can keep plan B top secret.
Plan
but
B
it was just curious as
top
was.
Secret, but it's something we might actually implement.
Okay.
You know, in any case, because we're getting some customers providing us feedback around port 1433 in their corporate firewalls.
Right. Yeah.
So there is a plan B. We're probably going to put it into place to just work around some of these additional, you know, protocol issues, specifically from a firewall and a routing issue.
Which is probably a good time to try and summarize roadmap a little. So at PDC next week, we launch SQL Azure.
We launch, yes.
It's feature complete.
It is
code complete.
Every
version of complete I can think of.
Exactly.
Okay. And that means you're already thinking about what you're going to do over the next 6 months, 12 months.
Yeah, we've already started. We've already started the work. You know, we finished. We met all the milestones for V1, and we've already started working on V2. So there's a lot of stuff coming in V2. Some I can share, some I can't share, obviously. The great thing is that our customers give us such valid feedback, and we take that feedback. So when we hear things about, you know, 10 gigabyte database isn't big enough, you know, we take that feedback and we're working on it. When we hear things like, I want automatic partitioning, you know, once again, we take that feedback and we're working on it. Spatial data types, CLR, you know, BI in the cloud, these are all things that we've got the feedback and, you know, we're working on it. So it's going to be an exciting year. And one of the great things, as we've demonstrated, was that we're able to turn this product around really quick. You know, like we discussed earlier, a year ago we were an entity-based model, and now we're, you know, relational. You know, we're able to very quickly, you know, add new features and iterate on the product. Since it is a cloud service, and we don't have to worry about shipping bits out to people, we can rev the services as frequently as we need. So when somebody comes up and says, hey, I want, you know, give me a feature. I want a SQL Bulk Copy API support because I can't load data fast enough. You know, we were able to very quickly add that feature and get it up on the service. Yeah. So you're going to see a regular rhythm of service updates over the next year and in coming years as we just continue to enhance, refine, and add features to the service.
And it always comes with a two-edged sword, that bit, because people want those additions added, mm-hmm. but they want some control over when it gets enabled for their small part of the cloud. Mm-hmm. So that's a sort of a common bit of feedback we hear as well.
Yeah, we get the same feedback as well, and that's something we're thinking about, and we're thinking hard about it, is how do we go ahead and, you know, if we enable certain features, we have to do it in such a way to make sure that when we roll this out to clusters, that we're not going to go ahead and break people's apps. So, you know, we're working really hard to make sure that, you know, when the next service update comes and there's new features available, that all your existing apps, they just continue to run. And, you know, a lot of times we get feedback from customers saying, hey, I just noticed this thing just lit up inside my portal or inside my database. You know, I didn't know you guys were doing that. Service rollout, and because of the automated and management pieces that we built into the product, we can very easily make these changes and roll them out without any customer downtime.
Right.
So it's the road ahead is quite bright for SQL Azure.
Brilliant. So how are you going to spend the week after PDC then?
I'm going to spend it with my kids.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, David. Enjoy the rest of your conference.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.